So, Timmy, do you want to explain your new character?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
He is a liberator of Milani. His ancestry is Kyall, also known as Fetchling.
His Fetchling, yep.
And he's got some other sneaky stuff that hasn't come up yet.
Okay.
But a liberator is focused on freeing the oppressed against tyranny, and that lines up 100% with the tenets of Milani.
Yep.
So yeah, he's just he's here to get some revenge, take out some oppressors.
So you made a champion.
I made a champion.
So
yes.
With how much I cannot hit Benson. Why did you do that to me?
I just thought that I was tired of being Squish.
Personal vendetta against me?
I was tired of being Squish.
Yeah, now there's two characters in the party that you can't crit.
I know.
Yeah. Yep.
And have a lot of health.
All I'm saying is I've been personally victimized by your choice of making a second
champion.
That is
correct. That was the intent. I'm glad it came across loud and clear.
Well, like a bright neon flag. I get what you're saying. But I do like your character. I think he's very cool. I just don't want him with Benson.
Out of curiosity, what's your max health?
I don't think it's as big as yours. I didn't put as much into con. It's 116.
Yeah, no.
No. What is yours, like 140 or something?
134, yeah.
Yeah, pretty close.
Could have easily rounded that.
My AC, if I cast shield, is 33.
Oh my gosh. If I raise my shield, I get to 32.
Okay.
So our AC is basically the same.
Yeah, except the action economy for my character, just because of all my like abilities and kind of feats that I took, it works out that I don't raise my shield as often as I should.
Benson's literally built around the shield.
Yeah. And if I stand next to it, I get a +2 anyways, so.
Yep. +3.
+3?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, holy crap.
Oh.
Or maybe it's only a +2. I'd have to check.
If it's a +3, then my AC is higher than yours.
I don't think it's +3.
No, no,
it's
2.
That's just 2.
You don't have a paladin aura around you?
I don't think so.
No, he's selfish.
No auras. Yeah, what a selfish liberator.
Classic selfish liberator.
Classic selfish liberator.
I only free the oppressed with the clout.
Oh my gosh!
Make sure he has a smart.
We're gonna have to. Him. We're gonna have to really invest in some health potions.
I'm a performative ally. I say I'm on your side,
like every Instagram model.
But boots to ground. I'm not there.
Well, so I really really like your character. We will definitely get into it. I do want to go around and say, did you expect Hubert to give up? Did you expect him to throw his weapon down and put his hands up?
I feel like I kind of did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because he's just a fast, smooth talking.
Yeah. He's a smart man. He's intelligent.
His hair is just probably dripping with product, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His very receding hairline, actually.
A lot of mustache wax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mustache wax. I mean, he's a dapper damn man.
Yeah, it didn't seem like, Kezra was giving him the hint that it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have a feeling like he's definitely one that is like, maybe I can squeak out an exit somewhere. Like
he tried.
Yeah.
He tried really hard.
But I mean, like, that's what he's saying. He's like, well, I'll die if I stay in this room. But if I manage to get outside, if they are leading me, I can maybe squeak
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
That's what he's probably going to try to do.
Right.
But like, put him in a jail, he's going to be gone.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's a. We were talking about this during the break, but after last episode. But the entire combat does not plan for you guys to do it the way you did it. But that's pretty much what your guys' MO anyway.
Right.
But yeah, the entire combat was supposed to be like you deal with the trap first, and then you go in the room because after the trap stops, they just clean up. Quote.
Well, we're a lot dumber than the book.
True.
We let the trap just continue to murder us.
But, the book assumes a certain level of intelligence.
Right. Well, but the thing you did do well, which I even gave you a hero point, Kelly, was you guys stopped the trap, and then, I give you a hero point for that, but...
And then you let Adelar die.
And then I let Adelar die. But you
said hold on.
You throw in
the... I did tell you not to die. In my defense, fair point.
I distinctly told you not to die.
I tried everything, and I'm all out of ideas.
You needed to last 6 more seconds, and you couldn't even do that, Adelar.
Nope. I lasted 12. That was the max.
But what Kelly did do was he thrown the flame drake in the room, totally changed combat, because in the book what it says is that when either two of the sneaks die, or Hubert gets to, like, half health, he tells the sneak that's holding on to Fadelby to just stab him.
Yeah.
Because at least they could take someone out as, like, spite. But that did not happen. There was a flame drake, so that guy had to ditch that plan. So Fadelby's still alive. So you guys did do something, and now Hubert has his hands up, and he's ready for you to take him in. So let's pick up right there where Hubert drops the mace, puts his hands up, and he goes, "All right, son, you caught me. Now you can take me in. We can go through the trial as normal. I know how these things work. I have been in these situations before. So let's just get this on and over with, huh?"
So this character, he kicks away his mace. And he actually starts patting him down for any other concealed weapons or any of that sort, because he doesn't want any funny business.
Yep. So
he had a spell book on him, right?
He did have a spell book.
Kezra rips that off of his belt.
Yeah. Now be very careful with that. My handwriting is impeccable. So he has a regular dagger. He has manacles on him that are marked with the symbol of the Scarlet Triad, which you now know. A key to the manacles. He also has thieves' tools, in parentheses, infiltrator.
Oh, the infiltrator.
Yep.
Get an extra +1, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. I'll just say this one because I really like this item. You need thieves' tools to pick locks or disable devices of some types using the thievery skill. Infiltrator, thieves' tools, add a +1 item bonus to checks to pick locks and disable devices. So yeah, just a little bit better. Hmm.
So he finds the manacles on him. He puts them down and he just smashes them.
Now, those were well made. That was rude.
I think this whole time, Elk's, not doing well, but he stumbles over to where his sword was, in the corner. Because he had to drop it when he got the manacles. But then, picks it up and, just stares at Hallberg and just starts approaching him. As he just looks at Kezra, he's like, "Where's Adelar?" Because he has not seen Adelar.
Yeah, neither has Benson.
Kezra.
Adelar!
Kezra just walks out of the room. And if you guys look out there, he's slumped over Adelar's body.
And he's just breathing heavily. And because he will kill this guy. And he just approaches him and goes to, kind of like a weekly thing of gripping a sword and is about to just try to decapitate him.
Yeah, so my character kind of precedes this. And he's like, "Back off. This is my quarry. I don't care your business with him. Tend to your dead.
What's your name?
Let me tend to him."
"What's your name?"
"My name is Grimshaw. First of my name. It seems like this battle has cost you much. This fight has cost me even more. Go." And he just kind of clears the way so you guys can exit the room, and it's just kind of has his mace threateningly pointed at Hubert, and he's like, "You make one false move, and you won't make another one."
I understand, son. I understand, son. Just take me down to the barracks, and we can sort all this out.
No.
No.
Bring him to the Citadel. We'll take care of him there.
Right. The local government should see to this. I completely understand. You know, yeah, that's a good idea. Take me there and let's handle it over on that side.
The Citadel is my jurisdiction, friend, not the local government's.
Oh, but you are a man of authority here, so clearly you are working for the local government. Are you not, Mbrito?
No.
Do you not know who this man is? He wears the cloak of House Black. You're under his jurisdiction.
This town has
nothing to do with you.
No. I do believe that we are in a private space here within the town walls, so I believe that this falls under the jurisdiction of the town guard of Breach Hill.
Either knock him out or shove something in his mouth.
Okay.
My character, Grimshaw, you know his name. Yeah. He just knocks him out.
Oh, heavens.
He can still talk and he's knocked out.
I have to fake this.
Benson will just reach down and pick up Adelar and just, I'm so sorry. And he just kind of starts walking out with him.
We need to take him back to his father. We'll get to the Citadel. We'll deal with it.
He looks like where the fat will be.
He's like, you guys got any healing potions, man?
Grimshaw reaches out his hand, casts lay on hands, and restores him.
Oh, man, that's great. Hey, you mind help me fix up this place?
No.
Oh, okay, all right.
We'll send the authorities when they get here.
How many times do we have to knock him out?
When they get here, these three were the ones who attacked you. This man didn't exist.
All right, man. Whatever.
They'll help you clean up. We're not janitors.
Just looked at the three mangled corpses. Oh, God.
The scorched barrels from the Drake.
Yeah.
Grimshaw just looks at Fattleby.
Do you know who that man is? That's the man who wears the cloak of Osplan.
I sell plastic hype, man.
Yeah, I was there on the day, you know, a month ago. He was one of the heroes. He helped put out the fire.
Exactly. I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, it makes sense.
Looking at the scorch marks around his shop, just yep.
Grimshaw. I think you can accompany us to our citadel if you would like. I would like to hear more about your involvement with this gentleman, as he gestures to the knocked out southern man.
I've been tracking him for a long time.
We have cells at the citadel. We can hold him in while we deal with what we're going to do. As I advise you come.
All right.
Elk will sit down and he's like, I do need healing.
And Grimshaw just reaches out his hand.
I'm at 19 of 125, so...
Just go pick up Adler's hand and, like, touch it to yourself. Like, please.
Why isn't this working?
Please.
He needs his glasses. He can't see without his glasses.
All right, so you pick up the lifeless body of Adelar and the unconscious body of Heberk. When you walk out... there is a small crowd of people, five or six, group of people.
I thought it was nighttime.
Yes, and there was a humongous commotion happening.
Oh, yeah,
in this
building.
The dragon was really quiet, guys.
Yeah. The roaring dragon. The dragon was screaming people.
Next time you summon him with a suppressor.
Two suppressor muscles in his nose. So there's a crowd of people. They're just like, oh, God. Oh, there it is. Oh, there's... What happened when there was monsters in there or something? And one of them sees Hubert, and they have no idea who that guy is. They're like, oh, the guy. He was... And then they see Adelar. They're like, oh, Adelar, is he okay? They're, like, calling out to you guys.
I think Benson probably just... I guess Benson will get like, somewhere where he can't easily be seen. And he will wrap... Adelar in his family's cloak and place him on one of our horses. So
there's a quiet mullings and hubbub people from these few people. It is still nighttime and everyone's mostly asleep. It's just that you know people are going to be talking about it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kezra just says one, go get the guard.
Don't need help in there.
He runs about 15 feet up the street and guards coming by. He's like, yeah. Guard. Guy comes, guard comes walking back. He's like, what's going on here?
Which guard?
Jerry.
Oh, is that the guy that got stabbed in the dick?
No. Okay. No, he's on sabbatical for forever.
What's this guard's name?
Jerry.
Jerry.
He's a Jerry.
There was an attempted kidnapping, and there was a fight. Everything's in there is dead now. We are taking this man back to his home.
Oh, good. We'll get someone to clean up here.
I'm talking about Hubert?
No, I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About you, Tim.
Grimshaw, I stab him in the back.
Are they going to ask about Hubert?
Well, did you get? You carried him up separately, I thought, because you were taking him directly to the Citadel, I thought. So
yeah, we're basically strapping them both to the horses.
Yeah. So, the guards do begin asking questions of just like the who's that? Who are these bodies? Blah blah blah.
Slavers.
Slavers in this town in Breachill.
We'll inform the town council when we know more. For now, he's under our jurisdiction. We're taking him into custody.
Now, hold on. If there are slavers within the town walls, then this must go to the council.
Then take it to the council.
Yes.
No. But
get out of our way.
I trust you'll stay here.
No, we are going back to the Citadel.
The council is free to come at any point to our Citadel.
You should stay here, but I cannot stop you. Although he was a breacher, after all, but he should answer to the town council.
Do you know who this man is? He who wears the cloak of House Black.
No, sorry, this guy was... What was his name?
Huber Throp.
No, the guard.
Jerry.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry.
All due respect, Jerry.
Benson, how's it been, man? We haven't seen you at work in a while.
Yeah. All due respect, you already lost one prisoner I got for you guys, so we're going to keep this one.
Now, to be fair, I was not working that day, so it's not my fault.
Yeah, but you know what? Better safe than sorry.
But we're still friends, right?
Yep. How's your husband?
They're both great.
Damn.
Jerry, there are some bodies in there to clean up. Get out of our way.
You know, you reminded me so much of my thruple. I need to go home. I'll be back. Jerry goes home to his thruple.
You're welcome.
You reminded me I wanted to go have sex with my wife and husband.
Damn, Jerry.
I feel like now is the appropriate time to do that.
It is nighttime.
This is too much work. Don't care.
I'm jealous of the man's inner peace.
You know, Jerry isn't very good at being a god, but goddamn, he can sling some pipe.
He's an excellent lover.
He just mentioned his relationships and he just has to go drop what he's doing.
He's really got his priorities straight.
Jerry, that old horn dog.
He walks away and Marvin Gaye just starts playing in the background.
Yeah. It's no wonder this guy tried infiltrated this place.
Jerry, his husband, Jerry, his wife, Jerry.
That's how they met, you know, a Jerry convention.
Yep. Jerry Con, it's right after the Jeff Con.
Celebrity name is Jerry Q.
In the apartment next door, we see a light go on upstairs and we start hearing squeaking sounds of a bed.
Just bang, bang, bang.
All three voices.
Somebody's putting together a bed frame up there.
All three voices are the same.
All the Jerrys.
Sounds like somebody's slurping up some nutritious honey up there.
Oh, my lungs hurt.
There was a murder.
Go get another guard. Not a Jerry.
Jerry walks into the storeroom. There's either a horrible murder or some really nice sex in here. It's going really hard.
Neighbors are like, you guys are making mac and cheese all night.
Yeah. That's a nice sound effect.
Oh, I inhaled some Bloody Mary.
I hope that was good.
Oh my god.
Alright, we leave.
You leave.
And scene.
Yeah.
And we take out a large corpse.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in this case, I'm still looking for healing. So.
Oh,
I did.
No, he gave me
how much did he heal?
30.
Oh, shit. Bad.
At a who?
Your eye probably hurts a lot.
Yeah.
There was still Adelar, because Adelar was dropping like 50, 60 points of healing.
Yeah, so he's doing it a little bit better, still below half, but doesn't nearly walk with a limp.
You guys make your long trek back to Citadel Ultareem. Is it 2 hours? Remember, it's like a 2-hour trip.
Yeah. He just keeps knocking Hubert unconscious every time he wakes up.
The man's going to have horrible brain damage by the time he gets back.
It's not going to matter because he'll be dead.
All right. You guys get back with the bodies of Hubert and Adelar. What do you guys do? You guys can make a plan before you walk in, because you are all well aware that Aelif, Adalar's father, is in there. In fact, from outside, you hear the hammer and sawing of woodworking.
I'll tell him.
I'll take Adalar to his room. And, yeah, Benson just pulls him off the horse. And Benson
before,
is...
Before we go in, I'm sorry. I didn't get all your names. It's been a... We didn't talk that whole 2 hours for some reason.
Well, you clearly don't know who I am.
You are Benson.
Have you seen the one who wears the cloak?
This cloak?
He knows the cloak, not the man in the cloak.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to know the man behind the cloak. And he pulls out a manuscript. I've been working on this now.
My name is Benson.
It's nice to meet you. Your reputation precedes you.
Yes, I'm the fifth of my name. I am going to be busy for the rest of the night.
Understood.
And actually, because we had a chapel built, right?
I think that was commissioned.
That was in the works.
Yeah.
So
it takes like 30 days.
Yeah, a lot.
Well, still, I... hold on. Got some blade mary stuck in my throat there. I still take him to that, and I lay him on the ground, and Benson does what would be traditionally done here as a knight. He's going to hold vigil over Adalard's body for the rest of the night.
So, yeah, like I said, you guys are outside.
He asks us our names. Well,
he needs to know.
Excuse me, God. I need to know their names. Sorry to interrupt.
So, curious for his name. He's, because I would have ever heard, Scrimshaw?
Grimshaw.
Ah, Grimshaw. Is there a check I could do on that?
You couldn't do a check
society?
On...
Yeah, it would generally be society.
You could actually do a lore underworld on me.
Yeah, actually. Hey.
Either that, you could do a lore religion check on my...
No. Okay, ain't bad. 14 on that, so that's a 28 for underworld.
Okay, so you have maybe you've heard these whispers in the sense of someone who thwarts criminal activity. Mm. You know that whenever he was mentioned, he was typically mentioned in connection with the previously Chalaxian territory of Cantargo.
Okay. So it's kind of like, for a moment, he thinks about it, and he's just like, kind of like analyzing you, squinting his eye, kind of like, I mean, because he's still hurting badly, yeah. But he's just kind of like, Grimshaw, okay, I'm Elkwood, the ranger of this party.
Nice to meet your acquaintance.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you for stepping in. During our untimely demise. And he's kind of like fairly out of it at this point. Like, he's kind of like, hey, let's do introductions after your friend died. But, you know, yeah. Just...
I got a tip that the Scarlet Dryad was in this area, but looks like I came a little late. My apologies.
Yes. These things happen in... this line of work.
Yeah, they do indeed. My number used to be 4 strong, but now it is just me.
Oh, that's unfortunate to hear. Apologies for that. I'm going to go. Sorry, I'm not good at this. And he just kind of walks off into the woods, actually. Like he's not doing well mentally, because he also is looking for Vimir, and he doesn't see Vimir right now.
My name's Kezra. This was my friend, our friend Adalar, a priest of Abadar. Whatever you know about the Scarlet Triad, we would like to know as well. Tonight, you may use a room in the Citadel. Get some rest. We'll deal with him in the morning. For now, I have to go tell his father.
I don't mean to be insensitive, but we need to set up a watch on this one.
And he motions to Huberk.
That's fine. You're free to watch him if you want. We can bind. He can be bound, so we can't cast spells. In the morning, he won't have a spell book, so he's not going to be very useful at that point.
I feel like Benson's like carrying Adelar in, and you just hear from him, "Be a sure shot, just cutting his tongue out."
Then we will know nothing, and he's as good as dead to us.
We need him for leads.
And Benson goes in.
I guess,
just give me some vague directions. I'm sure I can find the cells you speak of.
Just go find a kobold. Ask them where the cells are. They'll tell you. Doesn't matter which point. Doesn't matter which one. Just follow the commotion. Don't ask a goblin.
All right.
You see a goblin, just ignore them.
All right. I gotta flip a coin here. So doing a 1d2. One is Hazel. You find Hazel.
Okay.
The two is you find Pippinzar.
Oh no.
Nice catch, Rob. Oh, well, he said a coin, actually. Yeah. A coin.
Do you want to flip it?
Yeah, this is my Pathfinder 2nd Edition
coin. I remember those.
Coin.
Yep.
So,
not on the computer.
The P for Pippinzar, and the tails for Hazel.
Mm-hmm. Please, Hazel.
Please, Hazel.
Pippinzar.
No!
I mean, you do have double the chance of finding one of them, so.
You walk in.
I follow the commotion.
Yeah, you follow the commotion, and you see two kobolds trying to get a rat out from behind a dresser.
Get it! No, you go around that time. No, you get it. No, you get it.
And you see like a spell go off as when one of them casts a spell at the rat under the dresser, and they both look up from the flash as they like illuminate you in the doorway.
They're like, that. Intruder!
And they come running at you.
I'm here on official business.
From who?
Kezra. I think it was his name.
You think it was his name?
I know it was his name.
What's his full name? Indraconic.
He didn't tell you that. Oh crap, that's like the password.
Right. I want to get into Castle Kezra de Rajon. What's the password? Kezra de Rajon.
Oh crap. His name's Kezra? Oh, damn it.
So he's going to roll a deception.
Okay.
Okay, it's not bad. And he's going to say,
the authority of Kezra supersedes your request for a password. He sent me, and you have to show me where the cells is so I can take care of this intruder. Any motions to Huberk, and he got it 30 for deception.
Yeah. Well, we'll find Kezra, and we'll ask him, and he's going to say no.
All right.
They go running down the hall.
Kezra!
They're going to have a heartfelt moment with Kezra and Nadalar's father, and then these two are just going to burst in.
And I'm just wandering the Citadel trying to find the cells.
Kezra!
What?
Kezra, there's a strange man.
Yeah, I sent him to you. Stop wasting my time.
Sorry.
Show him where the cells are, damn it.
Sorry.
Run off a trail of pee.
And we really run a tight ship.
Just yelling at each other.
Yep.
Kezra follows the sounds of hammers to wherever Adelar's dad is.
The
library.
Yes, the library.
Working hard into the night.
Yep.
He's building a bookshelf.
He's building a bookshelf right now. So you go into the old library was the very very long room. It was sort of like northwest-ish.
Yep.
And so he's actually because it's a very tight room. The room there, what he's doing is he's working in the room directly south because nothing's in there yet. So he just kind of took over that room and he's just cutting up wood and using his saws and hammers and everything like that. So he's just hammering away with a wooden mallet when you walk in.
What was his name again?
Aleph.
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 Aleph. Aleph.
Kezra walks in, knocks on the desk next to the door to get his attention.
Aleph.
Oh. Hey.
I have something to tell you.
Okay, Kezra, what is it?
You might want to sit down.
He sits on the chair directly below.
We were following a lead. We got a note inquiring for us to take a job. It seemed fishy, but the four of us agreed it's something that we should look into. And there was also threat of life in the note. When we got there, we ran into a group. Sinister group of slavers. They tried to proposition us to join them, and we refused. A fight ensued. They had a trap ready for us. And while the slavers have been taken care of, we even have their leader captive. He just looks down. Adelar fell during the fight. He's gone.
He's just staring at you. What? You're lying. What sort of sick trick is this, Kezra?
It's no trick. Adelar's gone. He fell right next to me.
He's, like, angry at you, because he kind of believes you, and he's like, show me then, show me!
Benson took his body to his room.
No, in the chapel. Well, the soon-to-be chapel.
Benson has his body. We can go find him.
He pushes you aside, walks out.
Kezra just follows him.
On a slab of stone that I imagine will eventually be the altar, he has just laid his body out, uncovered Adelar's face, but he is still wrapped in the cloak of House Black. And Benson has a sword out, standing in a sentry position before the body.
So he comes running through the door, tears already welling up, and he sees the body there, and he just goes, no, no, what have you done? He looks at Benson and looks at Kezra as you're the only two there, and he's like, both of you were supposed to protect him. He runs over and grabs Adelar's body and like cradles his head, and he's like, no, no. He's just screaming and crying, and he goes, this is my fault. I brought the note. I should have just kept it. Just left those bastards to do whatever they wanted to do. And he's just weeping over the body of his son. It's an opportunity. I had a chance to make it up to him. But now he's dead. He's dead because of you. He's dead because of me. We couldn't do anything. And he's just falling over this.
Yeah, Benson doesn't say anything. He knows he needs to let him grieve, but he will not let them be unprotected in this moment of loss. And he knows he failed.
Yeah, Kezra, Benson like looks at him. He like looks like he wants to say something, but there's like no words are coming out, and you just see he just has a look of just sorrow and dread you've never seen on him before. And he looks like he wants to go console Aleph, but instead he just turns. He does a double take, and he leaves.
Before you leave, he goes, Kezra. And he reaches into his pocket and holds something out to you.
He takes it.
It's Adelar's symbol.
I could have saved him.
So could I have.
He didn't have to die.
No. No, he didn't.
Aleph, if it's okay with you, I'd like to spend the rest of the night preparing a funeral pyre.
No. You keep your hands off him. You've done enough. What did you even do?
I failed him, but he deserves a proper burial, the way Abadar would want.
Like you knew anything about that. I know he cared for you for some reason. Just leave me be. I knew him longer than you did. I might have messed up, perhaps more than you, but I'm his father, dammit.
Kezra leaves, and he spends the next several hours gathering materials for a pyre. He doesn't know if he's going to be able to use them. He doesn't know what Elf's going to let, but he feels it's right to start preparing burial rites.
At a certain point, you see, you hear somebody walk into the hall very sternly, and you see Aleph is walking down the hall, out the citadel, and he gets on a horse. And you just see him going to Breachill.
Yeah, Kezra doesn't stop him.
Well, Benson will spend the entire night at Vigil.
Throughout the night, Hazel at some point comes to you, and she has like a list. It looks like a shopping list. She's, I had a commotion earlier. I hope everything's okay. I was hoping if I should get some gold tomorrow to get some more supplies, more alchemy supplies, if you're interested.
Whatever you need. Adelar fell last night.
The priest.
Yes. He's gone. Mission went bad. We were ambushed. And he didn't make it. But whatever gold you need, yes. Here.
Please, I will make do without. I was unaware. It was terribly insensitive of me. I've had many thorn scales die, and each one was hard. I couldn't imagine how you're feeling and the friendship you once had with him. If you need me to make anything, I can make strong drink.
I'll pass for now, but thank you. Right now, I'm just waiting for his father to return.
As she turns and walks away, and it's just like,
awkward.
Yeah. Came to you to be like, hey, here's a
shopping list.
Here's a shopping list.
Give me gold.
My friend is dead.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to do in the night? Everyone is pretty much asleep. The two kobolds are constantly. Grifso, where are you?
I'm in wherever the cells are.
Okay.
Stand and watch.
So hour later or so, Hubert is manacled up in one of the cells.
Mm-hmm. Too.
Okay. Yeah. And he's in one of those. Where are you in the Citadel? In the cell block, I mean.
I'm right in front of it. Just looking at him.
Let me pull you guys over to it, actually, because we can do that.
That's the top left, I believe, right?
Yep, it was in most northwest room, actually.
Yeah, where we fought all the skeletons.
Yep.
The skeleton blender.
Oh, good times.
So it is way up there. Oh, it's actually just past the library, so.
If you would be so kind, where were you planning on having this cathedral or temple?
So there was the Court of the Nail, which is here.
This was the chapel.
Yeah, so that was going to be converted to the
Amade.
I thought you were making a temple.
I thought I was just making like a library kind of thing. Mine was going to be like dual purpose.
This was my room.
Okay.
For my area.
Got you. I think I was taking like this area. It's like towards the top left of the citadel.
Wherever you considered your space is where I will have you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back with... All right, so Grimshaw, you're up here in the most northwest area, which is the cell block. There was a desk in there, but it was obviously very broken even when you guys found it.
Right.
So he's in one of the cells there. And Hubert wakes up at some point. Oh, it was the best of my head. Oh my god.
You're a hard one to track down.
eyes all swollen. He peers up at you. Yes, that's by design, as you might have guessed. Spits a tooth out.
I've lost a lot because of you. But my goal is not just revenge. Who is your supervisor?
I'm sure that is a question that you would like to know, huh?
That's why I asked it.
Well, you see, I work for a very dedicated group. You know who we are, don't you?
Of course I do.
Yeah, of course you do. You're a smart boy. Wait, how old are you?
TBD.
Okay.
I haven't looked at the lifespan of Kyle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I would say I'm younger than middle age.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
How old do you think I am?
How old do I look? Really that old?
Hurtful.
Do I need to ID you when you're getting alcohol?
Now, if I provide any more information, perhaps you let me go on my way, and I'll, you know, change my ways eventually.
How sincere.
Yeah, I think I will.
He's so compelling.
He's going to roll a deception and be like, that sounds amenable.
All right.
Just shake the dice as long as possible.
Yep. Just keep going.
All right, that's not a bad method. 34.
Oh,
damn, mate.
So that'd be against his perception DC, right. I believe.
Yeah, hold on.
If you crit succeed, what happens?
He tells me everything he knows.
That's how it works.
He changes his ways.
All right, so this goes against his will DC?
No, perception DC.
Perception DC, sorry.
So he's trying to perceive.
All right, so his perception is a plus 14. So it should be 24. So, yeah, what'd you get total?
I crit succeeded. You 34. Crit succeeded.
You know, you religious types are always very honest. So I appreciate working with you all, even if it doesn't seem to turn out well for you in the end. You did help me in my endeavors, so. Now, I come on a personal mission, actually, from a fierce woman by the name of Laslin. Are you aware of who she is?
Of course I know Laslin. It's not knowing Laslin that is the question, but knowing where.
Well, she is a vicious gnoll woman that is extremely elusive, so I'm not surprised that you've had trouble finding this hyena woman. But listen here. She's more interested in learning about Alceta's ring. She's been trying to set up extensive operations all over. But unfortunately, I came here to gather information about that. It seems that you're friends? Are you acquaintance or associated with those gentlemen out there?
That's none of your concern.
Oh, here, I thought we were on trusting.
I just met him.
Oh, I see. Well, with learning more information, we were hoping to set up some more things. Laslin had a grand idea. She was working with Vaz Lorraine, if you have heard of her, but unfortunately she previously perished.
Yes, I had heard that. She was my first lead, but when I arrived, I was too late.
Now, I've given you plenty of information, I believe. You know Laslin? You know where she is, I assume.
Wait, did you actually tell me that? I didn't write that part down.
Oh, see, I assumed that you knew so much, I did not know what else to give you. Now, we did talk about the fact that Laslin is a vicious no slaver. But did you know that many of her works come out of... He's like waiting for you to say something.
He's gonna roll another deception see if he can like start a syllable
right.
And then like kind of say it at the same time.
This worked so well when I did it.
Rocks.
36.
36. He goes. You start with, and he's like, "That's right, Sunset Imports."
Sunset Imports.
That's right. You know, she loves working out of Cantargo, but it's one of them things where things just ain't working out there. But don't worry, we're trying to get it back.
That's his thing.
I think he makes that face too. Yeah. He smiles at him.
If you're speaking of Cantargo, then I'm sure you know about the Scarlet Briar.
Oh, I've heard that name before. But I believe that we have become friends enough that you are willing to let me go. Looks to you, puppy dog eyes.
I'll give you my secret 11 herbs and spices.
Wait, deal. Did I say that exactly? I think what I meant was, I'll let you go into the hands of this Benson Black. You know he wears the cape, and it is his jurisdiction.
You are a downright despicable man. Do you know that?
Oh, I'm well aware.
If I were not medical, I would slap you with my white glove.
You don't get this far telling the truth.
I hate to tell that you and I are much more alike than you would care to understand.
Sometimes you have to become what you hate to take it down.
We almost had. Oh, you and I could have done some work, I tell you. You and I could have done so much, we could have been swimming in gold, but no. No, you would take this route in life, didn't you?
I think in another life, perhaps. But you made an enemy of me long time ago. Tell me one more thing. You don't even have, I don't even care if you tell the truth. No one's heard of him before. But tell me, do you know of my brother?
And what might your brother's name be? I have known quite a many names in my time. I will see if I can rekindle some of the spark.
Well, many years ago, he was conscripted into your service. I don't know if he gave a fake name or not, but at that time, he went by the name of...
I didn't give him the name yet.
God damn it, Tim.
Damn it, Tim. So,
Jerry.
Rimshaw.
Jerry.
No, not Rimshaw.
All right, break for Tim to make a name.
I don't know, Scrimshaw is kind of good, too.
Scrimshaw is good.
Hey, I like that. Scrimshaw. Scrimshaw.
Scrimshaw is
what? He's a twin brother now.
Okay, so I was going
to say. So we have two sets of twins now.
Two sets?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you want to go with Scrimshaw?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a twin.
Yeah. Do you know what
a scrimshaw is?
Yeah. Do you know what scrimshawing is?
No.
So scrimshawing is where you carve out like intricate designs in like woodwork or bone. Pirates would do it all the time on their stuff. So
on like whaling ships, they would use like whale bones and do that.
Yeah.
You see where I come from, the kind of life and environment I grew up in. We weren't given names by parental units. That sounds really weird when I say it that way.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't know my parents, okay? So we were given names. I don't know if you know of the roots of my name. My name is Grimshaw. It means dark woods. It's where I resided. It's where I liked. His name was Scrimshaw. No. Because he liked etching things onto things. It was a hobby. He was going to turn it into a whole business plan, but then, you know, the kidnapping and stuff.
Well, you're really good at making things up on the fly, I see.
I'm actually telling you the truth now.
Oh, my word, you are an honest man.
I'm not, but this one thing is the truth.
This one thing.
Well, but that was a very honest thing to admit.
Yeah, right, yeah.
No, I'm telling you the truth. Seriously.
In our group, it's going to be one champion always lies and the other one always tells the truth.
Is it the dark brooding one or the one with the...
The other dark brooding one.
So he just kind of stares at you for a second, realizing he's been had by all this, and he's just like... Fine. I've heard of the the Black family, and I know what they do. You know what? I think I might be able to talk him out of it. I got a good feeling that this is not particularly his purview. I've heard of his things.
Have you know, now?
Oh, he normally goes after blasphemers. Is that right? Is that right?
Yes. I'm guessing you're referring to his most infamous escapade at a corrupted church of Iomide.
This isn't like a national thing.
It's not national. I got close to eyes, all right?
National event. Benson slaughters. Massacre at the church.
That and him and his underworld knowledge, he would have heard about that kind of thing. So.
Fair enough.
He goes, that's right. Why don't we both get some sleep and we'll talk more in the morning.
You'll be the only one sleeping tonight. I don't trust you.
I'm quite literally tied up, my friend. You may take your rest as you see fit.
You can knock him out again.
Nah. Open the door, knock his ass out, close the door, lock it.
And then he just wakes up in an hour.
Right. Alright, so he stays up for a little bit longer. You can see him like trying to like adjust.
Do you have any requests for a last meal?
My family has this.
Oh no!
Don't eat.
What did you ask him?
If he wanted a last meal.
He was about to go with the KFC bit.
You can just know it on his, just, you know, his face.
My family really loves eating cell keys.
You know what? If you could just find me very, very, very thin pieces of metal, you know, I just like eating them. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about the purpose.
You don't even have to deep fry them.
Do you have a preference in material?
Oh, regular iron's all fine. Regular iron's fine. My family has this chicken recipe in which we cook it in oil and bread and...
God.
So many herbs and spices, I can't even count.
Well, we can't recreate it unless you let me know what these spices are.
I guess I'll never get my last meal. And he falls asleep.
You think the Scarlet Triad's my biggest thing? My grandmama finds out I gave that to you. My God.
She will kill me.
She's at least a 15th level wizard.
She will travel to the Boneyard and kill me again.
And kill me again. I won't even make it to Phirasm.
My grandmother was a night hag. Yeah. She will steal my soul, literally.
Steal my soul. Put it inside.
And put it inside the chicken. My goodness.
That's where the flavor comes from. God, we've made an empire of the soul flavored chicken.
Yep.
So.
Wait.
Yep.
Would it be called soul food?
That was the joke I was going for, Tim. Thank you for explaining it to everybody.
Good job.
Anywho. Heberk is asleep very comfortably. You stay up to the night, Grimshaw?
Yeah.
All right. Kezra, you were preparing stuff. Benson, you were standing up.
Standing vigil.
Yes, yeah. Standing vigil. Elkwood?
He is just currently in the woods right now. Like, he just needs time. And it's kind of something that, like, it reminds him of the Mwangi at this point. Like, it's kind of not as, dangerous as Mwangi. So he's not expecting, like, a 15-foot dinosaur to just suddenly appear.
But, yeah.
But he's also kind of distracted by the death of... like with Adelar, it was kind of something like he found him annoying at times because he was really lawful.
Fair.
And annoying.
Fair.
And annoying.
Fair.
And annoying. Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, I mentioned annoying, but no, but like there was like a couple things that he like find like Adelar like did teach him like Elvish and stuff, and he did have like a hard talk to him in the walking and stuff, and it was just kind of like the process of if he wasn't expecting it to hit him that badly.
Yeah.
And he just needs time alone, but the woods is like kind of feeling more comfortable than being inside the building. But ultimately he's wondering where the hell Vamir went, because I mean, as I said, Vamir was left at the Citadel in the beginning of the fight. But when he got back, there's no sign. So he's just kind of like in the woods and just kind of making a little base camp for himself, because he has the survival skills for it. I mean, got a level 9 ranger. Yeah, he's just like setting up this like little mini fortress.
Mm-hmm.
And getting rest underneath the stars, especially like holding the star knife to him, like the eclipse.
Yeah, the
like hugging it to himself.
Yeah, I mean with the night sky shining, or the moon shining down, and the night sky sort of just like illuminating it. It just sort of it lulls you into a not sleep, but you feel that level of like peace.
He actually activates the one action command and makes it glow like the starlit night sky as well. So,
wow!
So it makes like a cool like effect against the trees.
Yeah, and the nature just seems to be very much alive tonight as you're out there, and the sort of dreamy the power of dreams that sort of like seeps out. So like all the daytime creatures are obviously sleeping very well, and the nocturnal creatures they feel much more at peace with the presence of Desna out there.
Yeah, but he's just trying to get some rest at this point.
So you get some rest
and heal. Yes. Well, actually, he does have a skill. I forgot I took this at a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
But I never used it. Let's see, what is the skill called? Because he does have nature as a skill. That it was natural medicine. That he can use his nature skill in order to heal, and since he's in the wilderness, that he gets a +2 to the check.
Oh, nice. So, okay.
I think he just needs to be to 20.
Yeah, so.
Maybe I'll get.
Wait, what's your survival skill?
It follows the same rules as tree wounds. So 15. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's DC 15, DC 20 if you're expert.
So 24.
24, oh, yeah.
So it's a D8. Yeah. I don't know how this works. I don't heal. I don't know where the healer went.
You can do long term care, and I think you just automatically double it.
Yep. Like you can do this throughout the night. Yeah.
So yeah, like he's just finding different things and just applying it to himself.
All right. Yeah. You patch yourself up. You take some of the local fauna and flora or flora, and you make a nice medicated wrap.
Yeah.
Put it over your eye.
The eye really hurts.
Yeah.
So it's just some cucumbers.
Yeah. Cucumbers. Cucumbers.
As we approach morning, does a left return?
He's not.
Okay. So as morning approaches, Kezra's like exhausted, but he goes and he finds Benson. He's Benson.
Yeah.
Aleph has not returned yet, but I think it's time we deal with the prisoner. Could you meet me in the courtyard? I'm going to go fetch him.
Yeah. And he pulls the cloak off of Adalar, this being the night past, puts it on his own person, and then just finds a random cloth to place over his face.
So Kezra heads to the cells. Grimshaw's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of stirs and probably wakes up Hubrick.
Grimshaw, it's time we take the prisoner to the authorities.
Understood. I gave him my word that I would not harm him in any way, so he's all yours.
Kezra opens the cell.
He wakes up.
Get up. We're taking you to the authorities.
He stands up. You unlock it and walk him out.
I walk him into the courtyard, and there's just a stone in the middle of the courtyard. Mm-hmm. He walks him up to it.
Benson, what is the sentence for murderers and slavers under the code of House Black?
As he pulls out his shifting sword,
kicks his knees down, pushes him over the stone.
Now, I don't remember there being a trial yet, so if we're getting right to this, then this does not seem very fair.
You've already confessed your crimes.
But I have not confessed to redeeming myself yet, now have I? If you would give me an opportunity.
And what would you do to redeem yourself?
Now, I know of the many gods out there, the one that you worship in particular. It's, Iomide, correct? I generally like her. You know, she's a very strong, capable woman, dedicated to her craft and all the things that she professes. Could you perhaps teach me about her?
I wouldn't pray to Iomide if I were you. I would start praying to Abaddon. Does he say anything?
He's just in shock, and he's like, "No, but
But listen, I'm asking for a second chance. You have to give me that, right?
I am Benson of House Black, wearer of the cloak, speaker of Iomedae, and friend to a man you killed. May the gods have mercy on your soul. And he cuts his head off.
Yes.
And his head rolls. And you can see his face looking at you. His decapitated head is staring directly at you, and just with shock. And not many people know this, but apparently you're still conscious for a good minute after your head has been removed.
Gross.
Yep.
Yep.
And
content warnings for this episode?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
His head's just staring at you, just in shock.
Kezra stands up, leaves the body, and he just goes, and he continues to wait for LF.
Was Lionel around for this?
Lionel, as you know, is nursing a hangover, so.
Okay.
Okay.
What time of the morning?
What you do?
Yeah, what time of the morning would this been?
At 7, 8 a.m.
Yeah,
I think it's like sunrise.
First light.
Yeah,
because I feel like Elk would be like arriving a little bit later, but he would have been hunting this body. He comes back with like a deer and just starts field dressing it and stuff like that. Kind of ignoring kind of the whole thing that happened.
I look up in the courtyard. Do I see Pip and Zarf?
Yeah, they're on top of the they're on top of the citadel in one of the towers up there.
Thumbs down. Benson just looks up and he looks down at this dead man. He goes, "Pip, Zarf."
Their eyes are like just over like the citadel wall. Yeah.
Burn the trash. He walks away.
Damn.
Turn to each other like, is the trash the body? Well, I want a shirt.
Okay, you can take the shirt.
You can take the shirt.
Okay, this is a little morbid, but what did Adelar have on him when he died?
No, that is a great question.
Yeah. Feel bad.
So if you
rifling those pockets.
If you guys are going through his possessions, preparing him, you actually find a sealed piece of paper with the wax. It's a wax seal, and it's the symbol of Abadar. And it says, "To Benson of House Black, Elkwood Grimm, Kezra Derajan, and Aleph Vaynor."
Well, I'm not just going to open it now. I'm going to wait. Well, I'm all by myself.
I mean, it is addressed to you.
Yeah, that's true. Technically.
I opened it for the group.
Okay, so Benson will open it then.
Okay, so you break the wax seal. And
fireball goes off.
And a fireball. No. And you do see some magic dissipate. You get the feeling that if you are not one of these people, something very bad would have happened.
Clean. I like it.
It was a good thing the kobolds didn't go through your shit.
They would have been dead.
We're executing Hubert and the thing is your boom.
An explosion in the other house. Anyway.
He's running in with a bucket of water.
Oh my god.
So what does this letter say?
It says, "To my dear friends, if you are reading this, then it seems I have come to some untimely demise. After my many close scrapes in the Mwangi, I thought it best to come up with a formal last will. I always thought that if I died in the Mwangi, that I would just become one with the Mwangi and you would take my stuff, but now that we're back in Breach Hill, I think it is a good thing to put my things in order. The Sorrow Maker watches us at every turn, and I have no doubt
that he will be the death of me, and not some ridiculous simple trap. Anyways, to Benson. I know we had our differences, but I know that we were of the same purpose. You wanted the same things as I did. You wanted to see this to completion. So, to you I leave my holy prayer beads. Hold them tight during your morning rituals. I find great comfort in artifacts of the gods. I know some people's connections are different, but you have a liking of artifacts of the gods yourself. Do you already have healer's gloves? Okay.
Yes, he does.
I don't leave you the healer's gloves.
You wear bastard!
Double the healing
gloves. And double.
If I put them on my feet.
But if I... No, if I put two pairs on, I can get stuff out of the oven.
That's why he uses one. Heat mats.
Humor, because we're sad.
You don't... If I remember correctly, you don't have any passive resistance to fire, do you?
No.
Okay.
Well, he does...
Oh, wait, no. It, yeah,
now because of the necklace. Shield.
Right, because of the necklace. Man, all the things I was going to give you, I can't give you anymore.
Benson just gets it. I'll need this.
I mean, Elk would probably get it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm back. I'm just...
I also bequeath to you several elixirs and potions that I did not have a need for. I leave you this impressive antidote. From what I understand, it can heal many afflictions. A couple anti-plagues, a bottled lightning, and a Draeguard mutagen. Yes, I am listing all these out specifically because I know there will be some discussion on who gets what.
He's writing in the sidebars.
Yeah. So please see the appendix.
Wait, this is notarized.
How did he notarize
this? You can't notarize things yourself. What the fuck? You should know that.
Legal notary of Breach.
It's like, no, Kezra, you don't get this. Benson gets this.
And lastly, I leave to you this elixir of life. May it breathe life into someone else. I hope you will carry on and complete the quest. Not just for my memory, but for the sake of those that are oppressed.
I guess Benson probably will not read what was not meant for him. If okay. That was that everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hmm. So he's just is Kezra still in the building?
He's around.
So I'm gonna find you.
Okay.
Hand you the letter. Are you still waiting for a Lef?
I feel it's not right to begin the ceremony without him.
Well, then we're going to have to go find him, because if I had to guess from what Adelar told me before, he's probably getting shit-faced.
Mm. All right.
Oh, gosh.
You might be right.
Let's go find him. It's literally the least we can do for Adelar.
Wait, do you want to read this letter, Kestra?
Yeah, I'll read it on the way.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, grab Elk, too.
Yeah.
And Adelar's body's like, wait, read.
Wait, what? He's alive!
He's not fully dead. Just slices that off.
The look on Tim's face right there was priceless.
The undead!
You shocking grass, bring him back.
As we're mounting up the horses, Kezra sees Grimshaw.
You're welcome to stay if you would like. We'll come. Doesn't matter to me. We're going to go look for his father. I still want to talk about the Scarlet Triad when we're all finished, but forgive us. We do have matters to take care of before we continue that.
Yes, of course. If it's all right with you, I will lay low and rest. Last night was quite taxing.
All right. Feel free to stay. We'll come to you when we're ready.
Real quick, did Grim... was he at the execution?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
What were you kind of looking like? How you feeling about that?
I think he was pretty stoic. Nothing that happened like took him by surprise. He knew you were he knows of your exploits. He knew you'd kill him. So
okay, I'll stop stalling. So
yeah, you good?
Kezra, lead.
Yeah, so you can read off what you give to Kezra and Elk.
Sure. Elk. To Elkwood Grimm. I see a lot of turmoil within you. You seem to follow the tenets of one, but you blaze your own path. I never quite found the right words to say to you, but I'm sorry. Sorry that I didn't do more for Skolt. That is a regret that I will surely take to my grave. He was the goodest doggo, and he always will be. But I hope that Vermeer will bring you some sort of comfort. I hope that your internal wounds can heal as I have been able to heal your external wounds. I know you will find your path. There are those that want to tell you what that path is. They want to steer you in one direction or another. But don't listen to them. They are distractions of your true purpose. You were brought to us for a reason. Never forget that. As you may know, I have no need for this treasure anymore, so please accept these gifts. I give to you the Hand of the Mage. I was originally going to give it to Benson, but it seems that the latent magic in his bloodline has awakened, so he has no need of it. And Kezra, he's Kezra, he wouldn't use it.
Ooh, Hand of Mage.
I also bequeath to you healer's gloves.
Yeah, boy.
Draws an arrow from the top down.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, when you bitch about needing healing, you're going to do something yourself.
Yes.
Annoying bitch.
Ah, I feel better now.
Fucking annoying DPS.
Damn it.
Always bugging the healers.
I also give you this ring. Benson has no need of it, nor does Kezra. This will give you some protection against the fires of Dahak.
I don't have resistance to fire.
You got
Kezra
spell.
Can cast spells. He doesn't need it.
If he says anything, remind him of that.
Yeah. You can cast resistance energy fire.
Doesn't mean I don't want it.
And finally, I leave you...
What was that ring called, anyway?
Ring of Energy Resistance - Fire.
Okay.
Level 6 item. Get 5.
Yep. It should be the base.
Yeah.
The lowest level one.
And finally, I give you... I would say this is the tool that I found most useful in our travels. We stumbled upon it. Which is the traveler's any tool.
Oh, yes.
I know you'll put it to good
Yay.
Use. No one else sees its potential, but I know that every time that I used it...
Oh,
you were watching.
I was. Every time.
Every time you poop in the woods, you can use it as a trowel.
Yes, I can. Let's see. What was that? A actual magical item?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Traveler's any tool.
Yep. Yeah.
Just... Item level 6.
Ah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Held in two hands. Once activated. Blah, blah.
Yep.
Become any tool.
Yeah. It's incredible.
So if you made it become like a maul, could you use that as a weapon?
It can't become a weapon.
Can't do weapons.
Yeah, any mundane tool.
That's what a shifting rune is for.
Yeah, yeah. Any mundane tool. So you can turn it from anything into a pick, like to actually mine, or a spoon to eat your cereal.
Yep.
So. Yeah, but what if I need a big ass hammer?
Yeah, just make sure that you have a shifting rune.
You can use it to turn it into a hammer, but you can't hit people with it.
Yeah.
it just turns back into the rock.
Every time you try to swing it, it turns into a feather duster. God damn it.
Beautiful. I just kind of take some slides of the ring on. Waits till it invests.
I don't feel anything.
I don't feel anything.
It broken.
Slips the ring on. Tries to light himself on fire.
Ow! Ow!
Ow! Ow! When does it start working?
My dear Kezra, we've been through a lot, haven't we? We faced death too many times to count. And you double that. I was always there to patch you up, pick you up, and try to nudge you in the right direction, but I have failed you. Not long ago, I had an encounter with little Kezra. I thought he was just some sort of pet. But when I gazed into its eyes, I saw the energy, the feeling of a being of immense power. I don't know who you serve, Kezra Devrishan, but I can assure you that once they are done with you, you will be discarded. My last warning, I suppose. I will miss you greatly, my dear friend. Our fireside chats, your antics, your wry humor. There's literally the word sigh.
Italicized.
Yeah.
Italicized.
Oof. He was never the greatest at writing prose. Much better at legal documentation.
I was working on a couple screenplays.
A creative writer he was not.
But I wish you the best on your quest of glory and power. I just hope that you use it for good. I know you peeked at the appendix of the demarcations of treasure. So as you know, there is not much that I leave to you. I leave to you the scroll of remove disease, because you're the only one who can use it. And a couple salves of anti-paralysis, because you're probably the only one who could use them, because everyone else is getting themselves into trouble. But now for the thing that you are most concerned about, and on some a field we shared much in. I bequeath to you half of my gold. 646 pieces of gold, 7 pieces of silver, and 6 copper. The other 645 pieces of gold, 7 silver, and 6 copper, I put you in this type of stewardship, that you will put that money to good use for my father. I do not know what state he will be in after my passing, but I fear that if I just gave him the bulk sum soon after, he would not make good use of it. Please remind him that I forgive him, and that I want him to lead a long and happy life. And never mind. He just says dot dot dot. Never mind. But please look after him to the best of your ability. Thank you, Kezra. Goodbye.
Kezra just folds up the letter, shoves it into the bag of holding.
He's like, let's find that man.
I want to emphasize the scene here, as you guys are on your horses, walking back to Breach Hill, and Iola's body is laying there. A lot of things are just settling in. It's very, very quiet. The goblins are out hunting. The kobolds are actually giving some respect. And the camera just sort of pans up as the sun continues to rise. And scene transitions to a prison. As we see Adalar's father vomiting into a bucket, screaming at the top of his lungs in between each retch.
He was a hero to you all. And he died protecting you.
I'll see you guys next time.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timmy from the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. You may also know me as the voice of Adalar Vaynor, Cleric of Avatar. You might not know, but we are all over the internet. We have a Twitter, at Dragon Punch Pod, Facebook, Dragon Punch Squad Pod, and Instagram, Dragon Punch Squad. If you want to join our fantastic Discord, full of great people, supportive, budding GMs, players, got discourse, add us on Twitter for an invite link and we'll be sure to get you in. Also, speaking of our Twitter, we have a link tree that links to all of our links to, you know, the Facebook, the Instagram, everything. Oh yeah, and did you know we have merch? DragonPunchSquadMerch.com. We got anything you could ever want. We got hats. We got shirts. We got mugs. You want it? It's there. Also, if there's something that you want that's not there, just shout us out. We could probably get it in the shop. And finally, be sure to spread the goodness of the DPS to your friends and family. Word of mouth. Also, leave us a 5-star review on the podcasting app that you use. That helps us a ton for discovery so that other people can hear the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. All right, that's enough of that. Keep punching, punchers.